Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency logo, U.S. Fire Administration logo.
The role of the fire service in creating healthy community landscapes. Forests and communities are connected in many ways. Parks, trails, rivers, and vistas remind us of the beauty found in the great outdoors. They also provide a wide range of recreational activities. Communities located in native vegetation like forests are often referred to as wildland urban interface or WUI communities. These communities have one thing in common: they have a greater risk for wildfire.
Simplified graph titled Wildfire Risk. The arrow moves up.
Everyone has a role in creating healthy landscapes within these communities.
People representing the local government, the park service, the fire service, and community residents are gathered together.
Did you know the fire service can work together with others to help create healthy landscapes and communities that can be more resilient to wildfire? Their role is important and can help communities and firefighters stay safe. The National Cohesive Wildland Fire Management Strategy is a collaborative process to restore and maintain landscapes, help communities become fire adapted, and improve fire response. This collaborative process enables community residents, leaders, and land management agencies to work together to improve landscape health and reduce the risk of wildfire loss and firefighter injury. We would like to show you how. Improving landscape health in these three connected areas can reduce wildfire risk. First, around the home. Second, within communities. And third, in wildland areas surrounding communities. The fire service has an important role to play in keeping these landscapes healthy and more resilient. The U.S. Fire Administration's Community Wildfire Protection Plan template is one tool you can use to work with residents and community land management agencies to address landscape health issues and help lead project planning efforts.
Community Wildfire Protection Plan Worksheet. It says Action Plan Goal 1, and the titles over the five columns say Goal, Crucial Activities, Success Metric, Project Lead and Partners, and Importance. A tool to prioritize work to improve landscape health and reduce wildfire impacts.
There are three unique but connected landscape areas that should be considered when developing a community wildfire protection plan or other fire safety plan. Landscapes close to the home, landscapes within the community, and wildland landscapes surrounding the community.
Let's take a closer look at the landscape area around the home. Within this first landscape area, there are three zones. Research shows that proper maintenance of this area can improve home survival. Starting within the first 5-foot area around the home, called Zone 1, and working outward,
Zone 2, 5 to 30 feet. Zone 3, 30 to 100 feet.
Residents can create landscape maintenance projects that can reduce risk to the home during a wildfire. This area is the easiest for homeowners to maintain and has the greatest impact in reducing risk to the home during a wildfire. Zone 1. Remove dead materials like leaves, branches, pine needles, and other vegetative matter. If you don't have time to prune or clean up debris from trees or plants that shed, choose other options. Use mulch that doesn't burn around homes, such as rocks. Ensure that plants in this area are not highly flammable. Those with a high resin content, plants with a lot of dead material or waxy leaf coatings, or plants that are low in moisture.
Conifers, no. Lilies, yes. French lavender, yes. California lilac, yes. Pine, no. Ornamental grass, no.
Check with local authorities for most appropriate species. Zone 2.
5 to 30 feet.
Space bushes and trees away from each other to prevent plant-to-plant ignition. Water lawns well and mow grass to a height of no more than 3 inches. Don't put plants underneath trees and bushes. This can allow fire to move from smaller plants up into taller trees, creating ladder fuel. Zone 3.
30 to 100 feet.
Trees should be well spaced so their limbs do not touch. If evergreens grow in this area, prune lower branches up and away from the ground.
The second landscape area that can improve community survivability is located within the community. Areas of open spaces, parks and trails with trees and shrubbery in and around a community are sometimes referred to as urban forests. Think about how the features of these urban forests can be improved when developing a community wildfire protection plan or other forest health plans for wildfire safety. Before beginning a project, make sure you follow all applicable federal, state, and local laws, codes, and regulations.
The clipboard reads, federal laws, codes, and regulations, environmental preservation laws, historic preservation laws, executive orders, state laws, codes, and regulations, local laws, codes, and regulations.
Encourage community leaders to work with local foresters and urban forest managers to develop your plan and help choose native plants, being careful to avoid invasive, more flammable, non-native species. These plans should be tailored to your local vegetation to address the conditions identified in your urban forests. Here are some specific actions you can take to help reduce fuel loading. Space trees and shrubs wide enough to minimize fire spread. Water and mow grass and other small vegetation. Maintain trails and road systems by grading, widening, and removing overhanging branches and trees in the roadway to allow for fire resource access. Place trails and pathways around the outside of parks to help prevent the spread of fire. Include everyone, residents, community leaders, and land management agencies in this planning. Work together to improve the health of these community landscapes, to improve wildfire safety and the safety of firefighters.
The third area, called wildland landscapes, when properly maintained, can improve community survivability. These are the dense natural areas that surround the community. These large natural areas can be made up of thousands or even millions of acres. They represent diverse natural fuel types, various levels of development or management, and oversight by state, federal, tribal, city, or other agencies and organizations.
Wooden signs read, State Park, National Park, Local Nature Preserve.
These landscapes require the highest level of collaborative management and partnership. Local fire resources must actively work with the larger land management partners in establishing forest management discussions, project prioritization, strategic planning, and implementation efforts. Climate change has negatively affected wildland landscape health and has made wildfire seasons longer and, in some regions, year-round. Wildfire safety projects can help restore healthier landscapes by using prescribed fire by trained professionals. Chemical treatments and mechanical treatments such as tree thinning and mastication. Mastication uses several different types of equipment to grind, chip, or break apart fuels, such as brush and small trees, into small pieces. Fire professionals can help prioritize work based on community risk, evacuation needs, location of homes and businesses, and response considerations. Your community wildfire protection plan or any healthy forest plan can help guide these efforts if reviewed frequently and updated regularly. Healthy landscapes around homes, in urban forests, and in wildland landscapes can lower community wildfire risk and help keep firefighters safe during wildfire-urban interface fire response. All three landscape areas together need to be included in wildfire safety planning and projects. The fire service has an important role in helping everyone work together to create healthier landscapes while reducing wildfire impacts to communities.
Simplified graph titled Wildfire Risk. The arrow moves down.
Resources available through the U.S. Fire Administration can help fire service personnel work with communities to become more fire adapted by creating healthy landscapes.
Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency logo. U.S. Fire Administration logo. The web address reads usfa.fema.gov.